Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a matter of the heart. What is most important to us gets our money. In this session, we'll be looking at Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. Live by faith. Let's read that verse. Habakkuk 2 verse 4. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Who are the just? They are those who seek to walk with the Lord. They are those who are troubled by the sin they see. They are those who cry out to God for justice. In this verse, the just are contrasted to the proud. The prophet uses his image to distinguish all the wicked from all the righteous. The proud trusts in himself. The just lives by faith. Paul used this Old Testament verse to teach a New Testament reality, justification by faith. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. And then Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. The apostle indicates that the one who has been justified goes beyond the one-time act of faith, the one-time event, to a way of life. The true believer will persevere. Look at Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. The just shall live by his faith. What is faith? Well, the Bible defines it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As defined by Scripture, faith has a note of certainty and carries an air of confidence. Faith looks to God, not circumstances. Martin Lloyd-Jones wrote, faith is the refusal to panic. Everything is staked on God's promises. It is confidence in the truth. So stay close to God and serve him even in difficult times. Live in communion with God, with dependence on him and in expectation of him. Howard Hendricks wrote, there is no such thing as a correspondence course for swimming. If you want to learn to swim, you must go in the pool. Proactive faith requires getting wet. Let me give you a couple of biblical examples of living by faith. Remember, Peter walked on the water, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 down to verse 31. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And then there was the widow who gave her last two coins. Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. Many who were rich put in much. And then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes a quadrants. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." Let me ask you, why put a session like this about faith in a series about stewardship? Well, let's review the messages so far. Someone must be number one. Is Jesus number one in your life? The church has a financial plan. Are you giving the tithe at church? Not giving must hurt. Are you keeping the tithe for your own use? God's servant must live by faith. Is your trust in yourself or the Lord? How committed to Jesus you are will determine how you live your life. And what is most important to you gets your money. And that is a fact of life. Commit to live your life by your faith in Jesus Christ. You have a great day.